This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Thursday, July the 2nd is upon us. This is the DJV Show, wishing you a happy 4th of July. Everybody on the program, Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, people behind the scenes, like the fantastic Phil. How do you like that, Phil? Fantastic Phil. There
works
he
for
is.
Me.
There you go. So going back to July 4th, 1776, when the 13 colonies claimed their independence from England, led to the formation of our country. So in observance of that, we have our usual fireworks and hamburger. Or do we? Do we understand? Do we this year spend some time actually thinking about what it means to be an American and what you are thankful for? I suspect some people, and maybe you'll say, Victoria, it's the old-timers, it's the boomers that will spend more time thinking about it, but it seems to me that we ought to, given what we are being threatened by, and we really are being threatened by, for the first time in many years. We were threatened by the Japanese and the Germans, and we went to war with them, and then we've had other excursions where we got involved in countries and situations where we weren't threatened here domestically, but we are now threatened by the Chinese government. We are in war. We are at war, in a war with them. And it's time that we recognize that and think about the ramifications to our sanity, to our security, to our well-being as a nation. I think those are the things. And the way you can combat this problem, the way you can be a soldier here, is to be careful. And maybe one of the things that you pledge on the 4th of July is to stop buying Chinese goods. And look, you know, I know it's hard to find some of this stuff, but be a good American and look around for things that are made in America, or at least not made in China. That's what I'm doing. Very difficult, but I look at everything I buy now to see where it's made. Everything. I point out, I was even at the tire guy two, three weeks ago, I went to the tire guy to get some tires fixed for equipment on the farm. And I needed some tubes, and I said, give me tubes that are not made in China. He says, nope, can't find them. Well, by golly, I found them. And I pointed it out to him the other day, and he said, well, they're much more expensive. My customers aren't going to want to pay. I said, if you explain it to them the way you and I have just talked about it, I'll bet you that most of them would pay extra, buck extra for a tube made in America rather than made in China. And I think that's what you have to decide, and what the most important thing for all of us here is to, I think, a perfect time to think about this stuff is 4th of July. I don't know, ladies, what do you think? Is it the right time to be thinking about that sort of, I think it is, anyway. So, anyway, politics being at the forefront on a lot of people's minds, fundraising. Jennifer, what's the latest from both camps, both national camps, Democrats, Republicans, who's raising the most dough?
Well, if people were holding on to their money because of coronavirus, you could have fooled me, because both President Trump and Joe Biden had blockbuster fundraising months. Here I broke down.
Really?
Yeah, they had both of them set records last month. It just probably just goes to show everybody's just very fired up. Now, it's bad news for the president, because he's a fundraising machine, is that Biden's records were actually larger. So here's how it played out. The former vice president's campaign announced Wednesday that they and the DNC, who fundraises with them, hauled in $141 million in June.
Wow.
Which was the campaign's best monthly figure to date. It was jaw-dropping money for Biden, because he really wasn't raising all that much money before. He was struggling. He was almost out of cash before South Carolina, actually. And so they brought in 200, oh, combined with the DNC, sorry, it was $282 million. So 141 from the campaign with the DNC.
Do they have professional fundraisers going out and banging around? Is that how they get that kind of
And help? One thing that people don't talk about, if you go to Black Lives Matter, and that was obviously on a lot of people's minds, if you go to donate money to Black Lives Matter and their like string of causes behind it, many of them, including the one directly on the BLM website, will take you to a PAC that donates directly to Joe Biden. So I would say that surge is probably coming from a lot of attention being paid to the Black Lives Matter movement in the month of June.
Is that an appropriate way for them to be rolling in the dough for money?
Is any super PAC or PAC appropriate? I don't know. That's
well, under the circumstances, well, I'm part of a PAC. Here
well, if you're donating to Black Lives Matter and it
local.
Ends up at Joe Biden's pocket, I mean,
well,
I don't
I'm
know
saying.
How many people know that.
If people are giving to Black Lives, like if I gave to some group that represented Black Lives Matter causes and I found that it went to Joe Biden's campaign, I'd be ticked off. Not that I wouldn't want to maybe give them. I want to know. See, that's the problem with a lot of these 501c3s. Like a Red Cross, same thing. You give money to them, and you think it's going to do this, and it goes to that. That's not what you want to give money to something specific. At least I do. Maybe some of you don't. But if I'm giving money to something, I want to know that it's going to the cause or the effort that I'm supporting. Hello? Anyway, go ahead, Jen.
All right, so for President Trump, they also had a huge fundraising month in they had a record $131 million, which eclipsed any single month in the 2016 election. Mm-hmm. They earned $266 million combined in the second quarter. They have $295 million cash on hand. And to date, they've raised $947 million. So... This is how much it costs to run for president, kiddies. So let that be a lesson to you, because it's a lot of money that's going into this election. It seems everyone costs more and more. So both of these campaigns are doing well. Both of them have a lot of funding to play with and to get ready for the TV ads and all of the social media posting, because that's coming.
Lots of money coming onto the radio, especially on black stations. Oh, yeah, lots of dough going to be spent. So let's. I want to talk about the stimulus bill, please. Speaking about President Trump, stimulus payments. We got $1,200. What? 2-3 months ago. When did we get that? April, May. When did those checks come?
I think it came early April, right?
Early April. Yeah. Okay. So.
But there's been talk, right? Is there?
Afoot. Yeah.
Yeah. I was
well,
going to say
that. I'd
love some clarification. I don't know the answer. Yeah. I keep seeing that. There's another round coming, but then other people say it's not. So I don't know.
There's a round four that'll probably happen. President Trump did an interview with Fox Business this week, and he said he's supportive of that effort, that he wants more stimulus put into the economy. And so I think it's something that they're working on. The problem is that both, well, particularly the House of Representatives has not been convening. And so to get a stimulus package done, you actually need the people there to write it and develop it. Whether it'll start in the Senate, because they are back in session, although they're going out of session now for the summer. So is it going to get done? That's the question.
They just got there. Like, they're leaving already?
The Senate will go out of session for the summer, coming up. And the House has never really come back because they're, because of coronavirus. So I don't
Lovely.
Know.
All right. So I noticed that Trumpsters were complaining about Biden or suggesting that Biden is going to raise taxes. So given what we were just talking about, how, no matter who you are as president, how are you going to pay down this $3-4 trillion that has basically been money
budget
printed?
Cuts.
Well, that would be nice, wouldn't it?
Huh? Cut entitlements. Get people working so that you can cut entitlements. The only way to – people who think you are not going to have to cut programs like food stamps, what is it called? Oh, come on. You know the program. The SNAP program, unemployment, all of that. That's if you ever want to get a balanced budget, you're going to have to cut it down. That's where 60% of the budget goes, is into those entitlement programs. No one has had the backbone to do that because nobody wants to be the one to cut, Republicans and Democrats alike. So if anybody's really serious, that's where it starts. And to wrap up Joe Biden, the reason people think Joe Biden's going to raise taxes is because he said he's going to raise taxes this week, and that's why it became
I think that's on the 1% that Trump gave the tax cut to. That's what he's been talking about.
The tax cut went across the board, and what Trump's talking about right now, I am all for, and that is ending at least temporarily the payroll tax. So that helps small businesses who have to pay the government directly for every paycheck, and the employee who won't have to have those payroll taxes taken out of their check. They just get the whole thing.
How does the money get to the government if it doesn't come from the payroll tax? I don't like that either, but how does the government ensure that it's going to get money that it needs?
The government has got to work more lean and mean. This is the problem. We pay a lot in taxes. Over 40% of our income in most cases goes to the government.
Yep.
So they need to operate better. And I don't know who it's going to be, if it's going to be Joe Biden or Trump that's going to make those cuts to ultimately bring us back into some sort of balance.
It has to not only be on the national level, it's got to be on the local level.
I agree.
Absolutely. The budget, these towns, my community here, the mayor proposed a budget. She's out to lunch. That was 12% higher, I think, in some areas than it was last year, and then the city council cut it back by $20 million. But that's a drop in the bucket in comparison to how much money is going to be lost because tax collections are just not being made, no matter where you are. They aren't. The number, the receipts are going down. We have, 14% unemployment? That translates to 40 million people aren't paying taxes. Hello, welcome to the real world. Ding, ding, ding. Anybody listening to the news? Good heavens. Speaking of cutting taxes, what's going on? What's the latest? We should probably have a daily report on defunding or remaking the police and maybe school departments, other things. How do we reorganize? Is there somebody following that, Jennifer?
I think it's going city by city. In New York, there's an $11 billion budget for the NYPD, and so there are a lot of people. Yeah.
How much?
$11 billion with a B.
For the police in New York?
Exactly. And
so, you sure it's that much?
I've been reading a whole lot about this.
They're cutting it by $3 billion.
To take that money and to put it into more community programs and things like that. But I don't know. I mean, that's...
AOC and Bill de Blasio are arguing back and forth. The problem is that in New York, your crime is spiking because of this effort against the police. There have been, I think, 500 murders in the last couple of months. Right. There have been just 82 in 1 week. It's like war zone numbers. And so the NYPD and the city, they've got a really big problem on their hands. Now is not the time to cut the police. They're doing it in California, and there's a pushback with the sheriff's department.
The thing is, what gets eliminated is human
trafficking, child abuse, rape, the rape department, the special victims unit, that's getting eliminated from the LA Sheriff's Department. The gang enforcement division is getting eliminated. You tell me if I feel safer today because they're pushing to defund the police, and my answer is absolutely not. That's why I get a gun, and I'm telling you what, everybody else is going to do it too because it's the only way you're going to be able to protect
yourself.
All
right, so then what do you think of this?
I won't.
There's a sheriff... in Florida, today's
in
USA
Today. In my neighborhood,
Today.
You might change your minds.
Yeah. No, it's against my religious beliefs. It's just against, I would not. So,
what would you do if someone comes into your home?
I wouldn't shoot them. I wouldn't own a gun.
What would you do, though? I mean, really?
I don't know. I don't know. I've never had that happen. I wouldn't live in a neighborhood where that would happen. I don't know. Yeah.
You're lucky. In LA, that's really not an option.
All right, so here's this Jacksonville County Sheriff, Daryl Daniels, who has made a lot of viral videos in his term. He's pretty tough on crime. Yesterday, he said that he's going to make special deputies of every lawful gun owner in the county if we're overwhelmed by protesters.
Great.
So anybody who's got
a bunch
gun,
of vigilantes running around. Yeah, that's wonderful. That's a bunch of that George Zimmerman guy who shot Trayvon Martin. That's what he thought he was, too. Oh, yeah, that's perfect.
Florida,
let's do that. That's a great idea.
What is there about Florida that brings that stuff out? It's vigilantism. And the sheriff, by the way, is a black guy. Not that that makes any difference. You'd have thought, I don't know. Maybe it does make a little bit of a difference.
Doesn't matter what race you are. You can have stupid ideas.
No. Yeah, I guess that's... Stupid is as stupid does, as it were. 21 after the hour as we talk about the issues of the day here on the DJV program.
warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Well, well, well. 23 after the hour. In this hour, on Thursdays, we have this exercise called Throwback Thursday, Victoria. We present the top 5 songs from a particular week in the history of music, or in all of our histories. And so, in this excursion, we go to 1970 for the top 5 songs. And the number 5 song that week was from a group called Blues Image. Had a limited run. This was very typical of the sound of that time. Ride. Captain Ride. Number 5. Crank that up, Phil, would you? Very typical guitar riffs and that kind of stuff. This is West Coast rock, I think they called it, in the 70s. Number 4, the Beatles and their swan song, A Long and Winding Road. Paul starts out.
This is my least favorite Beatles song.
I cry every time I hear the song.
Oh, my God. Add it to the list, Phil.
Well,
what's the significance of this one?
Because
we know
it was
about
the end
other
of the Beatles.
Dolly Parton ones.
No, it's the end of the Beatles. It was the end. It was their song, swan song. After this was the last song they recorded and became popular. And just, I don't know. And the way Paul sounds, melancholy. It's really, well, listen to it. Crank it up, Phil. It's a beautiful song. That was number 4 this week. Here's a real contrast. Temptations, big hit with Ball of Confusion this week in 1970. Never liked this song. Never have liked it. Temptations, that was Hot and Cold on them. Some of the stuff they did was super duper, and some of it like this. It's just...
Well, this sounds more like a 70s sound.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's much
so
more
it sounds like it maybe
Earth, Wind, and Fiery.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. I agree. All right, so number 2, that's a big, these are the husky voices of the late 60s into the mid-70s, group called Three Dog Night. Mama told me not to come.
Is this a British group?
No. Nope. They were Southern Rock. I'm trying to remember where they were from. Let me see if I can remember here.
I guess I always confuse them with, I don't know, somebody else that's British, but...
Really?
I can hear it now, yeah, they're not British.
Yeah. No, no, they were, let's see, Corey Wells, Chuck Negron, Danny Hutton, Floyd Sneed, Jimmy Grimace, hello.
Is this the same group that did Jeremiah Was a Bullfrog?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay.
It is. Yep. Let's see, where the heck did they come together? Started in 1967. These guys, I'm pretty sure they were from Tennessee or some place like that. Anyway, Three Dog Night with number two. So that leaves us with number one. This was a song that was at number one for a couple of weeks in a row. They'd started and they'd really made it. Michael and his brothers, the Jackson 5, with The Love You Saved. Number one this week, 1970. Michael was still cute then. he was. the way that they were presented, really. I thought that the Jackson 5 were quite the act till I found out what the father did to the kids to keep them alive.
Awful.
Bastard. And that's really what kind of messed up, you know, look at all of them. They're all kind of messed up in a way, and that's because of the old man. All right, those are the top five songs this week in 1970, 28 after the hour.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. And now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
CIA Director Gina Haspel and other intelligence officials are scheduled to brief a bipartisan group of lawmakers today about alleged Russian bounties placed on the heads of U.S. troops serving in Afghanistan. The White House has said that the reports are uncorroborated and did not rise to the level that the president needed to be briefed on them. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and others are expected to be at that briefing today. The U.S. is coming off a staggeringly bad day when it comes to new coronavirus cases. Over 52,000 new cases of COVID-19 reported yesterday. The first time ever more than 50,000 cases were reported in the United States in a single day. and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, Bill Hyde here for Safe Places USA. If you're thinking it might be finally time to move out of a dangerous urban area to a safer place before things get worse, pay close attention. Because the feeling in your gut, the one telling you to get out, could save your life. Here's why. You can now find out where the safest places in this country are by going to safeplacesusa.com and checking out the Ultimate Relocation Manual. It's your personal guide to the tips, tricks, and techniques for relocating your family to the safest places in America. All broken down in 15 strategic, critical categories along with checklists and preparation sources. So if you want a clear path to getting out of Dodge, go to safeplacesusa.com. That's safeplacesusa.com. Use coupon code GCN and get half off the manual all this week. Plus, get the following books free with your Ultimate Relocation Manual. Pandemic Survival Secrets, Your Home, Your Fortress, all free this week at safeplacesusa.com.
The Department of Homeland Security said it plans to deploy a newly established task force to protect federal statues and other monuments over the 4th of July weekend. Acting Secretary Chad Wolf established the Protecting American Communities Task Force to protect monuments after many have been toppled in recent weeks because of their links to slavery, racism, or colonialism. President Trump signed an executive order last week to protect federal monuments and directed the department to provide personnel to assist with the effort. Wolf said his department will monitor potential civil unrest or destruction and deploy resources to protect federal monuments and work with the Interior and Justice Departments to share intelligence. The effort comes amid widespread Black Lives Matter protests worldwide, inspired by the police-involved death of George Floyd in Minneapolis on May 25th. Some demonstrators have brought down or attempted to bring down statues honoring historic figures who have owned slaves or been involved in the Confederacy or efforts to forcefully relocate Native Americans. In some places, leaders have approved the official removal of such statues, including a Confederate monument in Denton, Texas, a statue of President Theodore Roosevelt at the American Museum of Natural History in New York, and a statue of George Preston Marshall, the founder of the NFL's Washington Redskins. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Here we are back again, 34 after the hour, Thursday, the 2nd of July, 4th of July holiday week and weekend. Happy 4th of July. It'll be a sober time for a lot of people, mostly because they can't do a lot of celebrating in some, if not most, jurisdictions, Victoria. DJV show, Jennifer is off on her way. She's scooting into the other studio. Victoria Keelan is here with me, and we are updating you on what's what and who's who. The ban in New Jersey at the casinos, is this going to spread? Do you think you're in New Jersey? So how far are you from Atlantic City?
An hour and a half.
100 miles? Hour and a half, yeah, okay. All right, so you don't go to the casinos anyway, do you?
Well, we were just there in February.
Oh, okay.
I had never been to Atlantic City before, which is hilarious since I grew up in the Jersey Shore, but never went, not a gambler. But so we were there for two nights. We stayed at the Borgata, and it was wonderful. We had a really, really fun time. And the one thing I will say that drove me nuts is that you can smoke in certain sections, and the smoke just sort of billows around, and it's horrible. And I know that that's the – my husband tells me he's been to Vegas and AC and all the places.
That's awful.
He said that's – smoking is sort of, you know –
can't stand it.
Yeah. It's in every casino, which I don't know. It's awful. My clothes stunk of smoke when we got home after 2 days. Yeah. It was gross.
Yeah.
But anyway, so indoor dining was supposed to begin today in New Jersey. On Monday, I think it was Monday, Governor Murphy said that we're seeing too many spikes happening in cases. So they pushed that off. So indoor dining has not started yet. And with the casinos, you're allowed to go into the casino, but they're not serving food or beverages. So if you're staying at a casino, you can get room service or you can get takeout. But while you're sitting at the tables, you are not allowed to drink anything, which is, you know, counterintuitive, because the whole point is that they get you drunk so you spend more money.
Right.
You get free drinks if you're sitting at a table. If you're actually gambling at a table, you get free drinks. So I don't know, and I don't understand the difference. See, this is where it gets a little murky. I understand, he banned indoor smoking, which is great, because we know that through secondhand smoke, the virus spreads pretty quickly. That's a friend of ours got it because he was sitting outside with his boss who was smoking a cigar. He got the virus from the exhale from his boss. So we do know that that is one way that the virus can spread pretty effectively. So banning indoor smoking, I'm all for that. But what's the difference if a waitress brings over, and I'm not discriminating against servers, but it's usually women who are waitresses at casinos. Mm-hmm. So if they come over with a tray of drinks and they hand you your cocktail, how is
that
any different?
Booze hanging out all over the place.
Yeah. How is that any different from getting room service, or, you know, where you can also get cocktails? That's the kind of stuff that doesn't make sense. And if you're in outdoor dining, if you're sitting at a table outdoors, the waitress comes over or the server comes over with your drinks on a tray, how is that any different than if you're sitting inside at a casino table? I don't understand that one.
I
don't really understand the food thing either, but again, they said that you can do room service and you can do takeout from all of the restaurants. Now, so far, the only casino that has said that they're not going to reopen in time for 4th of July weekend is the Borgata, because they said that with those new restrictions, they feel that they can't give the same special experience as what they used. They can't give that to the guests, so they feel like it's better for them to just not reopen. All the other casinos, though, it seems in Atlantic City seem to be back on track. The Hard Rock is open, Ocean Casino is open, all the other major ones seem to be making this work, but the Borgata is the only one that is still closed. That's actually the only one, I think that's the nicest one, is the Borgata, so...
The outrage here is there are no more buffets. That is...
Buffets are disgusting, so I'm fine with that. Buffets are gross, and they are just a breeding ground for germs and bacteria.
Yeah. Well, you can't get the buffet in the store. Grocery stores, food stores, no more buffets there.
Right.
You don't see those coming back. Yeah, because it is, but it's, I don't know, there's something fun about looking at all that food and looking at people, what they're picking and choosing. And
you're literally you're naming every single thing about a buffet that skews me out.
Yes.
I don't want to see people going back for third helpings and they pile on food. Oh, it's gross.
Let's have another piece of pie, Fred.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, so because of that sort of thing, if you're interested in numbers, I've tried to steer us away from the records and the numbers and all that stuff because I think it is meaningless. Although the fact that we've had, almost 50,000 new cases in one day around the country, not people, you see the numbers here, Fauci and his bunch are talking about the numbers of people getting it, but they aren't telling you that fewer people are dying. Massachusetts hasn't had a death from the virus for a week. And I think many other states are in that because it's just not, it has changed. It's migrated, It's mutated. And so now it's not the same virus as it was when it started in China back last fall. It just isn't. And so as these things change, and this is the joke that many people need to be really aware of, the whole business of getting excited about, I got to get a vaccine. The vaccines are going to be worthless. There isn't one thing about taking a vaccine that's developed now that will that will apply to whatever reality there is with this virus in whenever they, what, four, when are they predicting? 6 months, 4 months? Supposed to have some kind of of a
But
a,
like the flu shot, it's shot. I don't even call it the vaccine.
Hit or miss.
The flu shot, it is hit or miss. And yeah. So this past, well, I don't know about the 2020, but the 2019 flu shot was like what? It ended up being 40% accurate?
At the most.
Yeah, and there's no Ebola vaccine. There's still no HIV vaccine. There is no AIDS vaccine. That's nuts. That's been around for 40 years, and we still have no vaccine for that. So I think people getting hung up on the vaccine thing, it's just, I don't know. I think you're just putting your energy in the wrong area.
Well, what I'm wondering is now why the U.S. is buying all of the supplies of, you know, the only drug licensed so far is not the Z-Pak and the other, because no money in that. The government has bought all of the production of remdesivir from Gilead
Sciences. I got multiple comments on Instagram spelling it out phonetically to send to right. you so yes. you could say remdesivir. It's not that hard.
Remdesivir.
You're really frustrating listeners at this point.
Oh, that's good. I like that. The listeners are paying attention. That's good. Remdesivir. Anyway, so that's going to, is that any good for what we're going to experience down the road?
Yeah, that's the only one so far, and it's been likened to Tamiflu. That's the only one that pretty much everybody across the board has agreed. There have been numerous studies around the world now that lessens the time about 4 days.
So why did we buy up? We're protecting our citizens. Is that why we bought it all? We learned our lesson
the
hard way. Because we didn't get enough. We don't have masks, or we didn't at the beginning of all of this, and other things. What we were short on a number of things.
Oh, everything. We had no ventilators. We had no PPE. Yeah. It all came from China, and that's mm-hmm. Governor Cuomo was railing against that. From was doing his daily briefings, and he was like, the most ridiculous irony in all this is we've got to call China to get the PPE that we need from the virus
because
that they created.
Of what they started exactly, right? Yeah. Now you can react to that. You know what? It would be better if you reacted to that, folks, than worrying about whether I can pronounce remdesivir correctly. Maybe we can we agree on that? Maybe not, huh?
Again, why is it so linear? We can all focus on more than one thing at once.
That's true.
How we literally started the show today. Do we have to only focus on one thing? No. We can correctly pronounce remdesivir and also talk about other issues.
Yes. But the public, the health experts around the world didn't like the fact that the U.S. bought the... Did we pay a premium price for it, I wonder?
No, I
Because
don't.
We wanted the whole thing?
Where's it made?
It's made here.
It's Gilead,
in America.
Right?
Yeah,
isn't that Gilead Science?
Yeah. 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 So that's the... For heaven's sakes, we ought to support the companies that are making this. Maybe somebody else... Well, they have the patent, so nobody else is going to make this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If you have the patent for 10 years, it can't be generic.
I don't know if this is, but it depends how long has remdesivir been around.
Don't know.
That's the question. Yeah,
Guessing my lack of ability to pronounce it, I didn't come across it before this year. So, remdesivir.
Rem. There's no rems. It's rem. Rem.
Remdesivir. Rem. Okay.
Just go back to clickbait, because it's less frustrating at this point.
No, actually, I'm going to talk about how exhausted Americans are from poor sleep during all of this. We think people have rested more, but they have not.
Yep,
the results of any number of surveys show that people's sleep schedules have suffered greatly during the pandemic, the lockdown, the virus, whatever you want to call it. It's not just you, boys and girls. A lot of people are just plain exhausted. And so those of you who need much-needed rest, maybe it's because you're worried about your job. Who knows? But your life has not been this way before, and chances are your life is not going to be the same again in many ways. So don't let the problem get to your sleep. Let's make sure you have all the tools by using pillows and sheets and all kinds of things that are great for your bed and your bedroom, made in America at MyPillow, at MyPillow.com. You can see a list of all of the things that are there. Matter of fact, my advice is to go to the Radio Listener Specials page and get the BOGO deals that are there, whether it's pillows or sheets or towels, covers, you name it, they got it. Buy one, get one free. The average MyPillow is the upscale elegant ones are $59.97. Now, use the promo code DJV, and you can pay $59.97 for one, get another one at no cost whatsoever. That's a great deal. And so stock up on things that you need to make sure that your bathroom and your bedroom are up to snuff, if you will, so you are healthy. Buy some of those towel sets, six-piece My Pillow towel set in all kinds of great colors. You buy one, you get one free. Same goes for everything that's on the radio listener specials page. They'll help finance you, too. You spend more than $200, fine. They'll help you right out. And again, I underscore two things with MyPillow that are important to me. One, they're all made in America. Two, you can wash them, and you can dry them, those pillows. I mean, obviously you can wash and dry the sheets and the towels, but the pillows, this is the only place to find a pillow that you can wash and dry. Therefore, keep your entire bed circumstance clean so you can get the rest that you need. Let's kick out the poor sleep, get good rest. Go to MyPillow.com and get the radio listener specials according to the key. The key is use the DJV code. That's the one that you use. DJV code MyPillow.com.
A new survey from two prominent women's health organizations explored opinions about testing for cervical cancer. Over the past 5 years, there's been an increase in the number of healthcare providers and women who consider using the Pap and HPV tests together, important to overall health. Dr. DeCarla Albright is a leading OBGYN.
The survey results underscore the ongoing confidence women and their healthcare providers have in the effectiveness and necessity of cervical cancer screening. They also demonstrate a growing reliance on co-testing with the Pap test and HPV test together as the best way to protect women's health.
An astounding 95% of healthcare providers consider the Pap test valuable in screening for cervical cancer, and 90% of women agree with the importance of the Pap test. Additionally, 89% of healthcare providers believe co-testing is essential for women's health. The Cervical Cancer Today survey comes from the National Association of Nurse Practitioners in Women's Health and Healthy Women. To learn more, visit npwh.org or healthywomen.org.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right, get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free ultra pure fish oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
The DJV Show. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan. Victoria, do me a favor, will you?
Mm-hmm.
Will you take that article that you sent me yesterday from the New York Times? You want a Confederate monument? My body is a Confederate monument. This is a very powerful read for people. It's an opinion piece written by a lady who had very interesting life experiences. I think it tells a good story, an important story, frankly. I sent a copy of it to my two children because I thought it would be, and to people, other people that I knew, because it got to me. And
it's very powerful. Yep.
Yeah, it really is. When you go right down into it, where she came from, it's not a condemnation of everybody, but it certainly gives you cause to think about the so-called fathers of our country,
mm-hmm.
and who was in charge before the 1850s, and it's but it just is, for those of you who are in denial, this kind of puts an interesting shape to the discussion, frankly. You want a Confederate monument in the New York Times. So I think you should post it, by the way, on our website and the Facebook page, Victoria, please.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault. a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your bug assault today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All right, this sounds like music from, let me think, where do I, it's not a space show. Oh, there it is. Yes, there she is. What was her name? Hope, not Hope. Hannah, Helen. Helen Hunt. There's two H's, I remember that, Chucker. Right? And one of the two guys, I always confuse Bill Pullman and
Bill Paxton.
Bill Paxton. Paxton's the one who's dead, right? Is Paxton the one?
Yes, Paxton's dead. Paxton's dead. Yeah, he was in Titanic, right?
Right.
He died, and Pullman's still alive. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Got it. Now that we get that straight, why are we playing the theme? Chuck Curry is here, our movie man on Movie Moments on the DJV program. So what's up with, are we going to do a new Twister movie, a new twist on Twister? Get it? Huh.
I think we lost there Chuck. What was that music from again? What movie?
Twister. The movie Twister.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
And then I was trying to be cute with a play on it for, we're going to put a new twist on Twister. And then I was thinking of doing a rendition of Chubby Checker's The Twist. And that probably has nothing to do. There was never a movie made, by the way, about the twist. The twist was featured in lots of movies, but I'm sort of surprised, looking back on some of the other dance crazes that have been highlighted in movies, why there was never a movie about the twist. Chucker, how come there's never been a movie about the twist, the dance craze?
I do not.
From the 50s, that's weird. All right. All right, maybe we can discount him for today, Victoria, and move on into other areas of, I was talking earlier about my friend Jonathan Tucker, being in a series on Netflix and trying to figure out...
Kingdom, what? I believe.
Kingdom, yeah, mm-hmm. Okay. So what's the... is some of these outfits are just doing movies, and some of them are streaming services are just doing shows. Is there a blend of anything of the two on any of these services, or is one trying to do one thing and another trying to do another? And how does one know where to go to get things they're really interested in?
Well, that's a good question. But yeah, Netflix has a mix of movies and shows, and so does Hulu. Apple TV, same thing. So, and Disney Plus, same thing. So it's there's something for everybody. It just really depends on what kind of content that you're looking for.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking for.
I think
a nice...
your friend Tucker's. I think his new show is on. I think it's Netflix.
Yeah, it is Netflix. Yeah, it's actually not a new show. It's a revival of a show that he did a few years ago. But now, because he's becoming more of a sort of household name with some of the other TV series that he was in. He likes to play the bad guy, and I don't... He plays an MMA boxer in this thing, and I don't know if he's a good guy or a bad guy, but more often than not, he comes across as a bad guy, although the show he's starring in...
He has a menacing look about him, that's why.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he has a tough look about him when he wants to be that way. He's actually quite a sweet guy.
Oh, I'm sure he is. I'm just saying, like, if you're looking at someone who could, who just looks like a villain, he definitely has that look.
Yeah, he does look like a villain. And so he's in a new TV show on NBC this fall that's gotten the green light, as Tucker puts it. It's called Debris. And it has all the makings of a movie. You know how they take some of the ideas and they have a hard time. In this case, my son was telling me, my son who's a writer and works closely with guys like Tucker, it's hard sometimes to decide when you come up with an idea whether you want to make a TV series out of it or you want to make a movie out of it. You know, some of the shows that were green lit for TV, their first incarnation was in the mind of somebody to be a movie. But, and that was true, by the way, Julian Fellowes wanted to make Downton Abbey into a movie first. And then there were so many ideas and plot lines and storylines, they said, no, okay, let's do a TV show. And that turned out to be, if you pardon the pun, a masterpiece.
Mm-hmm.
But then the movie, and there's another movie in the works. It was the movie I thought was fabulous, but I thought the show was
so much fun. Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
I hope they do another one. I know it'll probably be a few years away, but I really hope they do.
No, and I think you and I have speculated the first scene will be a funeral.
It has to be.
Yeah.
Because Cousin Violet's going to be 120 years old at this point.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that that's it. But anyway, but good TV shows like The Fugitive, we were talking about that the other day, that were made into movies. But is there a movie that we can think of? That was my question for Chuck, or I never got to ask. Is there a movie we can think of that was made into a TV show? And I can't, off the top of my head, come up with one.
Actually, in the pop culture ones, Clueless, which is one of my favorite movies with Alicia Silverstone, that all girls my age grew up on, that became a very popular series for many years. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so there you go. I asked a question. Victoria had the answer. Perfect. Nothing wrong with that. That's why we work well together. DJV show. It's 59 past the hour.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.